kicking ass and taking names since the Wisconsin uprising, the Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Tuesday edition, a little sports talk live thrown in for good measure. I got my fine Packer fan buddy, Vegas Joe Sapecki. He's a dim strategist. I appreciate you coming around, Joe. I hear you're going to linger into the 5 o'clock hour. Maybe say hi to my buddy Dominic as well. But, Joe.
Well, I like it. Don't tell him, but I like him a lot better than you.
Oh, yeah. I won't tell him. Because it will swell his head and it could crush my spirit, you know. Being of small and humble ego over here, you know, I don't know if I can take that sort of ruthlessness from you, Joe. I want to talk about the redistricting here in the state of Wisconsin. Now, last Friday, I thought it was a done deal. The Wisconsin Supreme Court, by a 4-3 ruling, selected Tony Evers Babs. And maybe Tony was the most strategic. He submitted the least change map. He met the criterion, and they selected his map by a 4-3. And it was the three liberals, and it was Hagedorn. And I don't know if you've seen some of the dissenting opinions, Joe, but they didn't like Hagedorn's choice much. The Bad Bradley and Ziegler, they were pretty personal in attacking him, saying, you know, he is a judiciary of one. I'm thinking, no, he's just the swing vote. And you didn't like his ruling because it wasn't partisan for your favorite map. Joe, do you see it any differently than I describe it?
Remember when Republicans would criticize people from legislating from the bench and sort of picking their preferred outcomes? Those are what we would finally call the good old days now. There were four votes. He's not a judiciary of one. He and three other justices picked maps. This isn't that complicated. And, you know, the minority in this opinion, they can vent, they can be aggrieved, they can cry foul, but there's nothing to see here. These are the maps.
Well, I thought as the maps were accepted by the Wisconsin Supreme Court, I thought I saw a quote from Governor Evers. It was a hell yes. And, you know, they aren't fair maps, but they're fairer maps. And I said, you know, Tony is not going to appeal this. Dom thought Tony might appeal. I'm like, well, Tony effectively has a victory. They chose his map. How do you go appeal your own map? Well, we didn't believe it, but the Republicans, they chose to appeal. Joe, are there any tea leaves to be read by the U.S. Supreme Court's decision on Pennsylvania? And I believe it's North Carolina. I might be wrong on that. But they effectively rejected overly partisan Republican-favored maps. And it seems like they don't want to get in the business of redrawing maps that lower courts have decided. Well, that seems to be the case with the Wisconsin case. But Republicans still appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court. Joe, tell me what you think might be coming back.
Yeah, I think the tea leaves are pretty clear, which is the Supreme Court, as currently constituted, believes that states should draw their own lines and figure this out. That appears to be what they've done in the two states you mentioned. And I would be very surprised if they, after saying no thanks to Pennsylvania and North Carolina, want to jump into the fray here in Wisconsin. So I think with about as much certainty as anything has, these are where the lines are going to be for this fall.
And Joe,
and the next 10 years.
That makes it a little fairer. We understand the maps probably are about 55-44 Republican favored over Democrats on the assembly side, about 20-13, my understanding of the makeup of what they expect the Senate to be. Well, Joe, those are still depressing minorities, but at least you're not worried about losing the ability to uphold the governor's veto. That's the way they were trying to stack the deck, to basically give them a veto-proof majority. Well, you know, the only thing we have to look forward to in this 2022 election is trying to reelect the governor-slash-goaltender, Tony Evers. It's a depressing circumstance. I'd like to see us advance Tony's agenda, perhaps. But at this point, we're just playing goalie, are we not, Joe?
I take a slightly different look at it, right? There are more competitive districts and seats now, and that's a good thing. I think people forget that just because the last election or the last two elections went a certain way, that means that people in those communities are going to vote the same way forever, and they're going to remain static. that's not how the world works. People's perceptions evolve. What was suddenly, you know, a 60% Republican district one election season is all of a sudden a 51-49 district the next. And when you're talking about assembly races, that means a few hundred votes. And so what I would argue that Democrats need to do is, okay, we know where the battle lines are. Now let's go out there and fight for the minds and hearts of Wisconsinites. I don't care if it's a 57% district in the last election. We got to get out and run in these things. We know that there will be at least 15 competitive assembly districts this fall. We better have great candidates in all of them. We better support those candidates and make our case to the voters of Wisconsin that if you want a legislature that works for you, you should vote for Democrats, because the Republican-led legislature doesn't even want to work at all. It is March 8th, and they are done for the year. How would you like to get paid full-time wages, have a full-time job, and be able to take basically 10 months off every single year? I mean, for a group of Republicans who criticize teachers for getting a whole 10 weeks off in the summer to take 10 months off, I mean, pretty absurd. So I think it starts there, and then it goes to the issues and the things that people care about and how we make Wisconsin a dynamic, thriving state going forward. Republicans are standing in the way right now, today, of Wisconsinites getting money back because of the state surplus that we've seen under Governor Evers' leadership. Republicans right now, today, are standing in the way of accepting the Medicaid expansion available under the Affordable Care Act. That would save the state of Wisconsin hundreds of millions of dollars. Republicans are right now, today, blocking any form of medical marijuana, much less recreational. Meanwhile, we are surrounded by states that have opened that up, and it means that we're missing out on economic opportunity in the state of Wisconsin. So the cost of inaction is what we're seeing, and that's the Republican playbook in the state of Wisconsin. So I'm happy to go make that case in a district where Republicans got 60% last time and in a district where they got 51% last time. I'm not that hung up on maps. We got to go make the case.
Tony Evers, new polling, Marquette University Law School poll. Tony's moving up, and Donald Trump, very unpopular. Now Joe Biden, he's still in the doldrums. But when he compared the Democrats with the Republicans currently, Joe, there's got to be at least a little optimism.
Oh, for sure. I mean, listen, I said it on the day the Marquette numbers came out. Governor Evers' numbers are astonishingly good, given the political environment, given how much more favorable he is viewed than President Biden. So, you know, the political environment may be bad for Democrats at the moment. Like I said, I think it'll get better. But clearly there is something that the governor is doing that is working for him. And I think we should not discount how much of it is staying above the fray, not getting into the partisan food fights of the day, and just trying to do the right thing. That's what this governor has done for the last 2 years during the pandemic. He is trying to do the right thing, and clearly people see that.
Well, it is contract signing day, and a big signee today, Gableman. He's got his contract extended. Joe Sopecki, I wanted to ask you about Gableman. You're going to have to stick around for one more segment. We welcome Dominic. Stick around. The 5 o'clock Happier Happy Hour with Joe Sopecki and Dom is next.